Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind, in association with Strange Company, presents Bleeding of the Hedges, Arc 1, The City of Roses, written by Carol Foley.
It's not fair!
What's not fair, kiddo?
Bongo, you scared me!
Me? How could lovable, friendly me ever scare anybody?
You're right. It's not like you're half goat or anything.
Nah, more like 95% lemur. Did something happen today?
Yeah, Ashley and Amber were making fun of me again. Mother Superior blamed me, and now I have to stay here all night.
Hey, kiddo, don't you worry about those other girls. They won't be so pretty after I shave their heads anyway.
You should glue the hair to their chins so they have beards.
And I'll turn their heads around so that they'll be bearded butt-first bumbling bimbos.
Thanks, Bongo. You're silly. I'm glad I at least have you.
Of course you have me, goat butt. We'll be friends for a long time.
In traditional stories, heroes tend to stumble into their role by chance. A prince riding by at just the right time. The knight passing through a dragon-plagued town, the helpful magician offering his services. As luck would have it, they arrive when they will be needed. Many times we never know why they began wandering in the first place. And just in that, we so meet our hero, a mage, who does not even know that he is needed, who does not know that his quest is right around the corner.
You're going where again?
I'm looking for a fawn. Kind of like a satyr.
You're telling me that you're leaving me here with two newborn boys so you can go chase something out of Greek mythology? Do you even know when the hell you'll be back?
Dinah, I need to find her. She may be the last sliver of magic left in this world. Defae disappeared centuries ago. This girl could be
I don't care what she could be. Devlin, the boys need their father around here, not wandering the earth looking for magical animals. You need to stay and, maybe get a real job? You haven't been selling any of your paintings lately.
I'm not selling them because they aren't any good. Look, Dinah, I'll be gone for maybe a month, tops. You and the boys will be fine. I need to do this.
Devlin, if you leave, there's no guarantee I'll be here waiting for you when you get back.
I know, Dinah.
In a turn of fortuitous luck, a pack of wolves also are having trouble. They know of our little one.
The legends say that the fawns were capable of controlling the weather. This drought has already claimed the lives of four pups.
You understand why you must go?
Yes. I will bring her back safely. Maybe she can help us. I won't let you down.
So they choose the youngest, not knowing that he too is a hero, and he will lend a warrior's touch to our mage's righteous hand.
The skinwalkers have similar interests. They want to send someone to go with you.
I don't need anyone.
That is yet to be seen, Marcus. This skinwalker, Oswald, his chosen totem is the bear. I'm sure his strength will be an asset.
Teacher, I mean no disrespect, but I don't need Winnie the Pooh slowing me down when time is so important.
I assure you, I am more than capable of keeping up.
Holy shit! You're a moving mountain, ain't you? Wait, where the hell were you hiding?
I wasn't hiding. I was arriving.
This is really the best we can do.
No, the best are in hunting parties. Marcus is the best we could spare. The skinwalker should make up for it, though.
I don't know what you think you'll bring to the table, man.
Well, I have a PhD in mythology, as well as a master's degree in world culture. And, as a bear, I bring about 1,500 pounds of grizzly to the table.
It's useless unless you can keep
Marcus,
up.
This is Oswald Kane. Cooperate with him. We have been negotiating with the Skinwalkers for weeks now. Whilst the drought is still killing crops and animals, we need their approval to chase prey onto their hunting grounds.
Now is a good time for forging alliances.
Alliances with your people will assure the safety of the Lycans. There have been many attacks, many deaths.
Our tribes have suffered as well. Our best chance is to band together.
Yeah, we'll all hold hands and sing around a campfire. You ready to go or what?
And yet they have chosen another. Someone to keep the young one on track, to keep his brashness in check. Someone who has acted as guardian and guide, an elder to our mage and our warrior. Not knowing that they will all meet soon.
Thread by thread, the story is woven.
In 100 feet, turn left.
That's a field.
Turn left.
I'm not turning left into a field.
Stop. You are going the wrong way.
What the?
You need to pick someone. Up.
I know I didn't enchant you. What the hell is going on?
Hi there. I was a little worried when you passed me up back there.
Wait a minute. Why are you in my car? Who are you? Wait, no. First things first. Why are you in my car?
Well, I need a ride.
Obviously. But why? I mean, why are you climbing in a complete stranger's car?
No one is a complete stranger. You are a wizard. I am a storyteller. Of sorts. Actually, more of an Orisha.
A what?
Trust me, it's best if I don't trouble you with the details. Let's get going, shall we?
I suppose so.
Just like the stars above, our heroes align. But with every alignment comes a darkness, a black hole, a void that can only be known as the villain, who has come to intercept and stop the goal of our heroes.
There are a number of things that we can all do to help stop the spread of the coronavirus and protect ourselves and our families. One is simply to clean your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you've been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If you don't have access to soap and water, then make sure you use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. And finally, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. These are some simple things that we can all do to help protect ourselves and our families from the spread of coronavirus. Be well, everybody.